A$AP Rocky and Rihanna are splitting up after having a baby. Oh my God, Rihanna's pregnant. Do we talk about Rihanna having a baby? Do we talk about Rihanna the baby? She got pregnant. Damn, we've been gone so long that we announced the pregnancy, went away. Rihanna like appeared, disappeared, and then had the baby. Like
She had the
Rihanna
baby
had a baby.
already?
Yeah, the baby's here.
Are we recording yet? Just like old times.
Okay, here we are. This list is not done
Well, we
whatsoever.
don't have to jump right into that. I would like to talk about like our lives since the past recording, which happens to be episode 189.
I thought it was 199.
What did I just say?
189.
I meant 99. I haven't had alcohol yet. Yet. I have gas. I'm gonna hold out for later.
No, please.
I'm gonna hold it for later.
Oh my God.
You miss us?
And we are back. We are back.
We have returned it.
Oh my God.
Bitch,
And the sound effects
Okay.
haven't changed.
I mean, we got some new ones. Did we get some new ones?
No. That's old. Yeah, that's old, girl.
Okay.
You know what
Well,
it is?
she doesn't have the range.
She doesn't have the
And
range.
guess what, bitch?
Oh, we have the rattlesnake.
No.
She's no longer on the air.
Oh, that's
Damn.
something else to talk about.
Roaches!
Okay. Damn, I mean, like, this is a very free-form episode. I wrote
Yes.
nothing down.
Neither did I.
This
But I
is.
was never prepared.
You were never prepared. I always tried to give us a little,
Script. What?
something. But, you know.
We miss doing this, and we've heard you guys miss us, so.
Yeah, you have asked us to come back. You have been up in the DMs asking us, you know that we're together. You know that you see the social media.
And the physical presence, yes.
Yes, you know that we have been hanging out together for the last like 3 months, literally since we've been gone.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And we've done nothing.
Nothing.
And we
And we've
have to
done plenty, we just
apologize.
haven't done this.
We've done plenty. We've done many things. We just haven't. We haven't shared any of that with you.
Right. And so this Pride, final Pride week here in New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, felt it only appropriate to make a comeback.
Make a comeback. Yeah, let's test the waters and see how much you actually missed us. Well, I guess we should do this the way we always did this.
I'm ill prepared.
Shocking. Same. Let's go. Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The
The
Shade
Shade
Parade. This is the Shade Parade where we have all of the opinions and none of the facts. It's Pride! And she's just proud to be with us. Welcome, my co-host, Ari Kiki.
And I'm drinking alcohol, still haven't been penetrated, and I'm getting new teeth by the day, every week, every other day. I don't know what I'm talking about. But she's here with me, my new cavity, Vicky Villaness.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, you didn't go back to the.
Oh, that was a
Lapse. Not
that
a
was
prolapse.
a not a prolapse. You're so far from a prolapse. Your outie might be an innie at this point.
My innie would be
No, a
non-existent.
prolapse is when you turn an innie into an outie.
Right, but I've never had that.
Yeah, so I guess yours has just grown over at this point. It's
We'll
like
talk about that at a later point in the episode.
flesh that just healed smooth.
Because I got a dildo, and you had to help me.
Not,
Not
not.
like that.
Oh.
But I needed assistance.
Oh.
We'll talk about her in a
Yeah,
bit.
the engine
Is beyond repair.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
No, sir, I didn't like it.
Yeah, she ended up.
What's your broke ass?
ass.
Yeah. So, it's been a minute.
Was it March?
It was recorded? Our last episode aired March 11th, 2022. Oof,
Jesus Christ.
Today's date, the date of this recording, is Thursday, January 16th.
Not January.
June 16th.
What?
Ooh, wait till I start reading for the podcast. Oh my God, this is about to get great.
Aw. So Vicky's been living with me temporarily, permanently, here at the house of Kiki, along with Mel and Kay. DJ's here with us tonight, so it's a family affair. He's having White Claw, we're having Sauvignon Blanc, not sponsored by Yellowtail, but if you ever want to sponsor us, let us know. What?
No, nothing. I'm saying if we
take Barefoot too.
Yeah, we'll take Barefoot. I'm not particular, but you know, the one on the table at the moment is Yellowtail.
Bitch, I'll take Bodega Wine if anybody wants to sponsor.
No, I don't have wine in a box.
No, neither of those.
Wine works for me.
Neither one of those work for me.
Thunderbird?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. I don't know which.
Look at the class. Look at the class. And the bouginess come out. I don't know what that is. I hit the button.
Oh, Lord.
My fat fingers still exist.
That was obnoxious.
It might like turn down in the thing in post. Who knows? Maybe not.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Do you want to take turns about talking about our lives?
I mean, I don't think that we're going to be able to do this chronologically.
I don't think so either. Like, and my phone's charging. So
we've been drinking. My phone. Oh, you want me to like pull out my calendar and like attempt to go?
That's how I've always done it.
Oh my God. Okay. So, how has your life been? Because normally it's how was your week, but how has your life been since
the last couple of months?
March 11th.
March, April, May, June. 4 months almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 months almost to the day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sorry, y'all. This was only supposed to be a brief hiatus.
It really was, but life had other plans.
Coronavirus!
Not that.
Coronavirus!
Not at this house.
Oh.
Let me see where my phone is on battery type. 18%, I could bring her over. So while we were away, things that have happened.
Vicky had twins.
I did?
You did?
I don't know.
I swallowed twins.
That's
sure.
Possible.
That's the one.
That's Queen's Pride all over again.
Swallow the genetic makeup for twins.
Oh. That's nasty.
And the Y chromosome. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Damn, that was when we were last recorded. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was in Florida at some point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had my gig. March. Okay, so I got flown out to Wilton Manors to do Urban Bear Takes Over the Eagle back in March. That was a lot of fun. Some drama went down while I was out there, not concerning me, but some other people that were with me. Got to meet Varla Jean Merman.
Ooh.
Got to kiki with a bunch of people, stayed with Angel and Shay, saw my girlfriend Juan, hung out with a friend of the pod, Carla Croqueta, who's an amazing chef. Kept on feeding me and putting me to sleep with the itis with every meal. The event went really well, and I've already been booked to do Urban Bear in Miami next year for a week. But pay hasn't been figured out yet, so we'll see if that pans out. We'll talk about that when we get closer to that. What else happened? I performed at a gay wedding in April for my friends Billy and Dan.
Yeah.
Alongside Pattaya Hart. That was my first time performing at a wedding. I think.
Really?
Was it?
I don't think so.
I feel like you did another wedding that was also like...
gay?
Gay on Fire Island, maybe?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
We did the Billy and Jason thing, but that was us crashing. We weren't invited to
crash.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking... drag. You know what? I'm thinking of Chaka Convict.
What?
Did you miss me?
Hey, her.
The girl
I did a sleep study because I knew I had sleep apnea. I refused to wear a Darth Vader mask. I even said in our group chat that I'd rather die than have to wear the Darth Vader mask to sleep. But now I have a Darth Vader mask in my bedroom.
Oh, no.
I don't snore as much according to this one.
No, she doesn't snore as much, but she does look like Davy Jones.
No one's seen me wearing it.
If they were Darth Vader.
I refuse to let anyone see me wearing it. It does not exist.
Oh, no, there's a video. There's a video in the group chat. We'll post it on the socials, everyone. Don't worry.
That's not me wearing the mask, though. That's a whole different conversation. That video does need to surface, though, because I want to see it.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. It'll pop up on the Straight Parade social. Don't you worry.
At some point, so I was alternating from sleeping in my bed to sleeping on... There's a sofa in my room. Mm-hmm. A sofa chair. And so I would sleep in my sofa chair. So apparently this one walks into my room looking for me. Doesn't see me because I'm sitting in the corner of the room in like a hooded cloak robe, snoring away and listening to ASMR of a woman making sandwiches.
Like, you couldn't make this up. I'm going to find the video. It was made for the Shade Parade. Don't worry, y'all. It'll be up. Don't worry. I will find her.
Since then, I've also been booked at... Rebar. Now I'm there every other week doing Dance Down Thursdays with Robert Garcia, with Kareem McJagger, and a couple of other fun people. It rotates every other week. I also went... My mom came and stayed with me for a month and a half, which was nice at first and then exhausting at the end. love her, but I just needed my space. This is one thing that we were talking about. Because, like, you're staying here, but you're never in my way. My mom wasn't necessarily in my way, but she wanted me to sleep with her in the bed with her. And so, I had to, like, calculate masturbation times for whenever she wasn't in the house. Which limited me to, like, once a week, pretty much.
Oh. Roaches!
I'm not roaches.
No.
No,
I don't know how you... I don't know how.
How to go to there.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was nice to have her around. My niece got lesbian married. That was nice and amazing. Yes. Up in Connecticut. And then Jonte came by at some point and we hikied for a night. I performed at Vaccine Olicious with Stella Doro. And Just Ja, I believe is her new name. I went to go see The Lion King with my mom. Mm-hmm. I saw Wicked with my mom. Mm-hmm. I cried at The Lion King. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, I've been getting a lot of dental work done since I have insurance now. Apparently, I have gum disease thanks to coronavirus and not having dental insurance for 2 years.
Oh, no.
So, she got to buy herself a Sonic Care water pick fantasy.
Yes. You better get a $200 water pick.
I'm buying it on eBay. I've seen it for about $100.
Did you not learn your eBay lesson from the bidet?
There's nothing wrong with the bidet.
Not the bidet. The shower thing. There's like a shower
I fixed
thing.
The shower thing now.
Man, she fixed it. Did you super glue it to the ceiling?
No. I just had to like add more tension.
Oh, well.
And like shimmy it into place. Yeah. I bought one of those shower caddies that like does the tension rod. She put it together when I wasn't home and put the bottom and the top incorrect.
That's not...
And so every time I would jump in the shower... Well, now I don't physically jump into anything. But, every time I would get into the shower, I guess I would stomp too heavily. And the whole thing would simmer over on top of me. And there'd be certain mornings where it would happen to her. And I never heard it happen to my mom. But you heard it happen to me one time. Because I was in the shower. And I'm like, motherfucker! Because, like, everything falls off of it and, like, hits you. I'm, like, totally not expecting it. Especially when you have soap in your eye or something. But it was happening to me, like, every other day. And I was losing my fucking shit. Like, I had no... There'd be weeks where, like, it was just outside of the shower. The whole caddy was just chilling outside. I couldn't take it. Too much stress. what else? Pride Month. Been super busy here and there. Performed at Guapos with Angel and Shay. They came up from Florida. I got some new Tabitha Brown for Target merchandise to wear. I bought some Yiddy shit. I live in for the Yiddy life.
She goes on for a minute.
Yeah, I don't remember her being that long. What else? I haven't gotten laid.
Nope.
No, did I do anything for Freaky Deaky? I don't think so. I'm trying to think. You haven't witnessed me doing. I haven't done anything with you. Anything crazy when I've been out and about with you? Have I?
I've been so preoccupied.
You've been busy with your own Freaky Deaky stories.
I have been out in these streets.
That she has.
I don't know.
I'm just making sure she gets home okay whenever I can. And when I'm not busy being kicked out of a car in the middle of Jersey for snoring. Remember that story?
That's funny. I'm really mad that we weren't back for that week because that was fucking hilarious.
You can share that part of the story.
I don't even remember. I don't fully remember that night, but I do remember us being kicked out of the car.
In the middle of the street. In the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Right by a gas station.
By a gas station.
Was it over?
No.
No, this was
a friend
that was driving us back to Jersey.
Yeah, they lived closer to me, but then got over me snoring in the background.
And I was trying to like keep the conversation going, you know, like
distract, deflect.
I was trying to keep her awake. And every time I would go back and like hit her knee, she'd be like, "Let me sleep."
Yeah.
And then finally there was I can't tell the story without telling the whole story, but the other passenger in the car leans over, whispers to the driver. Not even 2 seconds later, we pull over and are asked, "You guys live here, right? You can get out here. You can get home from here, right? Okay, bye." And all you see is the cartoon cloud and the pyong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they got us across the bridge. That's all I wanted. I mean, I would have preferred to direct door to the service.
Yeah, okay.
But,
I'm sorry.
But we can't all be choosy. Especially when you're busy with your partner sucking someone else's dick.
Yeah, that's like story time.
Yeah,
like
we're not doing all that today.
We are 4 months backed up here. We got to give you the...
And I'm even more backed up.
Yeah, we got to give you the cliff notes.
Hey, you went to L.A.?
Yeah.
You got stories.
I have stories. I did a lot.
Whenever you're ready to jump in.
Okay.
I think I'm done. I'm done for now.
So, left Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Have been staying with Ari for the last 4 months because I've been looking for an apartment.
Does not feel like 4 months.
Moved down here in March because I had a job with Zach Posen. Worked for Zach Posen for 3 weeks, 2 weeks?
2 to 3 weeks. You were supposed to be there longer.
I was supposed to be there for a month. Got a call from my agent while I was on my way to work telling me that Friday would be my last day while I was on my way there on like a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was fun.
Because she's too good at her job and she did too much too soon.
I did all of the stuff that they needed me to do in
record time.
Like, I was supposed to have been there for a month. I was there for like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and I just finished everything that was there. Yeah.
Fatality.
Yeah. my own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
After Zach Posen I actually had a little bit of a break in April. I did some things with Sheen. My collection came out in March.
Still available in certain places. Are still available.
Yeah, so you can totally purchase my full collection with Sheen. If you would like to check it out, go to rebellionnyc.com. You can check out the entire collection. Everything is still available. Some items have gone on sale. Some things are being restocked. But I just have to say thank you so much to everybody who purchased things from this collection. One of my aunts, I don't know if I told you this, one of my aunts, who is Southern Black lady, you know.
What did she buy?
Tits and ass for days. Bought the entire collection twice.
Oh, wow.
She bought my entire collection twice.
That's
sent
sweet.
Me pictures of her, like, dumping them out, dumping the Sheen bags out of the box. And she was like, "I bought one collection to give away to my nieces, and
aww,
I bought one collection to keep for myself."
That's incredible.
And she's like, "I know that I just wanted to have this just because you know, how often does this happen? Mm. And, like, I just needed to have this for myself. And I was like...
That's incredible.
Aww. Yeah.
That too.
And through Sheen, I had to do this live. Mm-hmm. Like, I went live on Instagram with mm-hmm. them, promoting the collection. And we got over 115,000 views on this, on the, it's like, right now, it's like holding steady at 115,000 views. The viewership is heavily reflected in the sales of the collection. So, you know, she has some pennies to throw around now.
Yeah.
They're sitting in her bank account. Her piggy bank is just sitting away right now. And because of this, I've gotten interviews with collections like Karl Lagerfeld. I've gotten an interview recently with, not Oscar de la Renta. I had a crazy Tommy Hilfiger. I had an interview with Ralph Lauren. Like, I've had some crazy... I didn't get hired. Right, but
she got
like,
seen. She got
the
asked
fact
to
that
come
my
in.
Resume and my image and shit is being passed around amongst these, like, brands
mm-hmm.
is,
names.
Like, a thing. Oh, I think... Yeah, so most of April, I did a lot of interviews. I did, like, back-to-back interviews for all of these companies, a lot of which fell through, but, like, it...
You were in the room.
I was in the room. It forced me to beef up my resume and my portfolio and my website, which, like, rebellionnyc.com, again, mm-hmm. if you would love to go and I would love for you to go and shop the collection. I would love for you to just check out the other things that we have available. If you want to check out my portfolio, it's rebellionnyc.com/portfolio. You can see all of the companies that I've worked for.
I'm sorry, say that again?
rebellionnyc.com/portfolio. And then in May, I was hired by...
Can you talk about that?
I can say what I was doing for the month. I can't say much.
He needs some milk!
I was hired by... to work...
Oh my god!
And
what is that?
I think that's all I can say.
I think so too.
So for the entire month of May, I was on set working on this program...
Great gowns, beautiful gowns.
But at
stay
one
tuned.
Point, stay tuned. We will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But while filming, I had to take a break, like a week-long break, to go visit my boyfriend in LA, where I saw celebrities. Billy Eichner knows who I am now, mostly because he's taking out a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
But gay celebrities like Judas King and Jesus Reilly and...
Porn stars is what we're referring to.
Yes.
Adult entertainers.
Yeah. I got to stuff...
Stuff what?
A finger or a dollar bill, I'm not really sure which, into J Flo Lefty's thong. Do you know who that is?
The name rings a bell on Twitter, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, he likes to get his bell rang, actually. Ah! Not the callback. And LA was great. LA was kind of transformative. LA
great
made
gowns,
me
beautiful gowns.
Kind of want to move to the West Coast.
And I've been saying this to you for a minute.
Yeah, you, my mom, and Sean all think that it is time for me to pack up my panties and go out west mm-hmm. and just try to sit in front of a camera somewhere and like...
You're funny.
Thank you. Aww. It's like, people don't acknowledge it.
People don't like to give you credit.
Not at all. But...
I literally was in half your career. People taking credit for your shit.
That is my career. That is what I do. I just did it for Zach Posen. Oop, that's probably against my NDA. We should probably
let that. Also.
What is this?
She doesn't have the
right.
But she does, though.
Still off. Always off.
It's the beat.
That's me.
Catching the beat. And...
What's this?
Yes.
That's what some of the things she got in LA.
Yes. Yes. Actually. And then... I mean, so May was a big month for me. May was a lot of working on set and talking to celebrities and auditioning for reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you're good for reality also.
Like... And promoting my collection. Every week that this collection has been live, I have just been not raking in money, but... I just got my second round of sales, mm-hmm. and I'm not doing as well as I was, but I'm still in, like, the top, like, 15% of designers on the site.
And they have a lot of designers.
And they have a lot of designers. Every single month.
A lot of
featured
designers. Let me rephrase that.
Every single month, they come out with almost, like, 90 designers.
No, it's not that many?
It's that many.
That's psycho.
Because, I mean, it's there's a new drop.
And they're the only
ones
doing that. Fashion Nova's not doing shit like that.
Nobody's doing it. And, like, I think it's revolutionary. If you have a tiny modicum of design skills, hit up Shein. Go out there and get this coin, girl, because they are giving it away.
How many items are in your collection?
So I
know you designed more than what got released.
Shein, so they offer you 11 pieces total. Or, yeah, you can do 11 pieces, I think 11 or 12 pieces total.
That's pretty big for your collection.
Yeah, I did the full 11 pieces. I have a friend who also designed for them, and they did, like, two tops and a skirt and a dress, and that was their entire collection.
Mm.
But I was like, I'm actually going to take this opportunity to introduce myself,
mm-hmm.
and even if I take a risk, I want to,
there's no,
like,
money coming out of your pocket.
Not at all. I mean, I think the collection has done pretty well. One of the dresses is a mainstay bestseller now.
That is the yellow one, right?
Yep. Yellow
dress.
The yellow dress is the moment.
Yeah. If it came in my size, I would buy it.
We might be able to make something happen. That was one of the things that I said to them, though. I want to release the collection in extended sizes next time. I also want to do more gender-inclusive
mm-hmm.
pieces as
well.
Yeah,
that was part of your interview that you were, like, vocal about.
Yeah.
The pieces aren't entirely gendered, but they can be worn by anyone, honestly.
Right. I think so.
In the sizes available.
In the sizes available. But this is what was... I mean, this is
it's
what...
It's not you. It's not you.
This
I
is
know.
What we
it,
had
it, it,
to work
it
with.
It is what
know?
It is.
Yeah.
It's the business.
She be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then June, we've gone to, like, Queen's Pride.
Queen's Pride was so much fun. It's been, what, 2 years since people can get together in public like that?
Yeah.
So, people got together.
People got together.
Did I meet up with somebody? I met up with somebody at Gym Bar.
Did you? Oh, you did. You did.
That's what I did.
He's in Texas right now.
How do you know?
I follow him on Instagram.
You do?
Yeah, I think I followed him before
the kiss.
Oh, the kiss. That's what we're calling it?
That's what we're calling
okay.
it. Yeah. Ooh. I got to add him. You have his... Show me his Instagram later.
I'll have to find him, but yeah, I have his Insta.
We were talking about gaming and stuff. I'm like, I don't really game like that, but this one tries to get me into it more.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We should have a game night.
We should have a game night.
Before...
But you ain't moving out anytime soon.
I might... I might move out in, like, 2 weeks.
She doesn't have the range.
I mean, I just got all of this money from Shein, girl. I could move tomorrow. It's just, like, if we find a place, that's the thing. That's
who's
the thing.
We?
Me.
If we find a place, that's what she said.
He, she, me.
He, she, them.
If we find a place in time, then yeah.
What's in time?
In time for July 1st.
Sorry to this man.
We'll see.
She doesn't want me to move out.
I don't.
That's
Come
the thing.
Down to Harlem.
I love my friend living with me. And she's a good cook. When she chooses to cook.
When I try to cook as often as possible. I try to cook at least once
You've
a week.
You've been busier.
I have been busier.
Which is fine. It gives me time to cook.
Literally all of last month was like, I was a fucking zombie. Mm-hmm. My hours were crazy last month. But June has been fun. I saw you at Dining with Divas. I did Riot with you since I've been here. Yeah, I've definitely done Riot with you since I've been here.
Okay. That was before we went on hiatus.
She doesn't have the range.
I don't think it was after.
We haven't recorded a single episode since I've been here. So, yeah, that was definitely while we've been on hiatus.
Okay.
It was in April. We went on hiatus in March. It was like April 11th or something.
I don't know who my guest was on April. It probably was you. Probably was you.
I went to the Hot Rabbit.
In drags.
The Hot Rabbit Queer Prom in drag. In my dress. Mm-hmm. My bestseller. And I won, Best Dressed. I won Best Dressed at the Queer Prom. I'm still waiting for my prize tickets. Hot Rabbit, if you're listening, hello, if she's listening. I haven't been out in drag as much because I've been working on the career stuff, but, I mean, at this point, the drag is a part of the career, so she might need to start picking up some gigs. I spoke to a Russian woman about a slot at a very popular drag review.
Sorry.
So, we'll see. But yeah, I have been making a lot of strides. I've been doing a lot of work in the spaces that I wanted to work in or I want to work in, more so than I have in, like, all of the pandemic.
Everyone in the pandemic wasn't able to work, but
yeah, I mean, I feel like I just came out of the gate swinging.
Well, you've been itching,
and yeah,
since before the pandemic.
But I also think that the pandemic kind of helped me work on shit. Mm-hmm. It gave me the time and the space to really put my website together, and I mean, it's still not great. Like, I'm sure I will get plenty of feedback from y'all, thank you, about how links don't go anywhere or anything, but, like, I'm doing all of this shit on my own, like, and that's why we had to take a break, because not only was I, like, mostly producing and doing the whole podcast on my own, it was
But with some of DJ's help.
Sometimes DJ would help edit and post and stuff like that.
But I did nothing.
For the majority, it was a lot of, like, the bringing topics, a lot of the new ideas. I mean, like, y'all have y'all input, but a driving engine behind this motherfucker was me.
Oh, and from jump, it's always been you.
It was really hard to do. It was really hard to do the podcast and do
life,
all of the other life shit that I needed to do. Motherhood. And I put her down for a second. Did I say motherhood? Did I say motherhood?
Oh, we also lost Sasha. Not like
we
she
didn't
died,
lose
but
her.
She moved to Colorado.
She moved to Utah.
I left her in the woods.
No. Would be up to her, though.
She's still in the dryer. That's what happens to most socks.
Yeah, have you ever heard about Sasha Naomi? She's in Utah now.
She's in Utah, listening from the beyond.
Maybe.
Hello,
no.
Coffee.
Oh, my God. Do we have that? We don't have that.
No.
And I think that, in a nutshell, pretty much wraps up...
Well, this one went to DR.
What I've been up to, yeah. You've been, like...
You've been touring, also.
I've been touring.
Like a sex worker.
Not quite.
Not quite as paid.
Mm-hmm. I probably should charge, but, you know, I'm
You're a photographer now. A world-renowned photographer, apparently.
Ooh, speaking of, I need some new headshots.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pass gas now.
No!
She was quiet, too.
No!
Essence of Chops.
I want some babies in the air. Just wait for it.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
It doesn't smell yet.
To you.
Calm down.
No, it doesn't smell yet. Maybe I'm good tonight.
not that I know my body gaze.
No, I didn't because I shit my bed the other day. Remember? I told you about this.
You did, but I didn't know you were gonna share on the podcast. Because I don't share
about everything else.
Okay.
I shit my bed the other day because what did I eat?
You said it was the shrimp, but I also had shrimp and I shit the couch.
It was the other thing I had, the milk. I think I had some dairy product.
You had mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese. And I probably followed it with the strawberry ice cream.
Oh, of course. There you go. There you go. And she doesn't eat vegetables? That was about to happen.
I don't. It's not that I don't eat vegetables. I have spinach. I have onion. I have corn.
Okay, onion is not a vegetable.
What is onion?
Onion is a vegetable, but it's like a garnish. It's like a...
I add baby carrots. Well, I add chili carrots to my salad now. Thanks to my mom.
Oh, look at that.
For my eyesight.
No, sir. Wait,
that's
like
what
it.
That works on?
Yes, it does. It makes your eyes better.
Mm-hmm. See? I know things.
Calm down.
And she eats the strawberry ice cream for her brown eyesight.
It shot out. I thought I knew what was happening.
I feel like you get to a certain point in like...
I love the stutter. How to approach this? How to approach this for this fat, shitty bitch?
You get to a certain point where you either have to like...
No.
Weigh
I
want to
have
your...
all the options.
Okay.
I will pay for it dearly at some point.
Yeah.
That's how I have the Darth Vader mask now. They're going to cut my leg off in like 3 years. Knock on wood, that doesn't happen, but...
I mean, you will be knocking on wood once you get your peg leg.
What does it mean when your arm tingles for no reason?
That the toast is ready.
Yeah, that's very much what I fear. Very much what I fear. I've had people from the podcast be like, girl, you need to get yourself checked out. Like, from what you're telling us on the podcast.
That's what? I mean, I'm pretty sure they hear you falling asleep, and the...
I've been better. Not at work, though.
No.
You need a refill?
Yeah, I do.
I slept like 8 hours last night, and I still fell asleep at my desk today. But, more?
No, I'm good. I'll come back if I need more.
I get the itis every time I eat. I have to take a nap after I eat. I've noticed. Mornings also. I have my waffle and my sausage. I get to work. I usually fall asleep for like 20, 30 minutes at my desk. And then I have coffee, which does nothing. Just like the Red Bulls I do at the bars, don't wake me up.
Really? Wow. If I had a Red Bull...
Your body's built different than mine.
Oh, okay.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
I'm like three of you. I'm almost 400 pounds if I'm not already.
You might be for me.
Where is it? Talk about a reading rainbow. Actually, bitch, you're probably four of me.
Okay, maybe like three and a half. Three and three quarters. And three quarters. If you take off my shoulders and my head.
Mentally, I'm like... Ay.
Oh, my God.
Tell us a little bit about your trip.
Yeah, how have you been, DJ?
Your experiences in life.
The trip was pretty good. I found out I can swim.
By doing what?
So I put on a snorkel.
Wait.
So like, okay.
Person of color who can swim. Oh, we went to Asbury Park.
We went to Asbury Park, and I got reposted on their Boys of Asbury thing.
Yeah.
And, ooh.
Yeah, stop there.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. But back to you and swimming.
Okay.
I'm like, stop there.
Due to childhood trauma, I've always been terrified to go underwater.
Understandable.
My friend was there. He said, put on this snorkel. I said, okay.
Is it just the eye and the nose thing?
The eye and the nose thing with the tube.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go underwater, and like all of a sudden, without effort, I'm just...
getting by.
Just like swimming.
She's like, a whole new world.
Right. I'm waiting to see something. I was shocked.
Nice.
I found out I can swim. That was like, it was the best. Aside from getting drunk every day for the 11 days that I was out, and well, yeah, that was 11 days. Yeah, 11 days out, basically drunk every day at the beach.
As you should be.
I went into it with these, but then came back to like a whole afro.
I mean, your hair looks cute. Mm-hmm. I do like this new development.
Who's the character from In Living Color that had a hairstyle?
I don't know. Can you watch In Living Color anywhere? Is there anywhere
I'm
that
sure
you can find
a place.
It? Maybe just Amazon, probably.
Amazon or Hulu, probably.
Y'all took it back to In Living Color.
No, that's what the hairstyle was giving.
Okay, here you go.
That's what the theme song is giving. Yes!
What's this? A flip
this
phone?
This a razor? Does she work?
I broke one of mine growing up.
Oh, your SIM card is damaged. Yeah. Let's see if we can call 911.
I broke it because I leaned against the counter and it snapped in half inside my pocket.
Wait, you left it open like this and it snapped in half?
No.
I had it closed.
And I guess I leaned against the counter. Like, I had it in my pocket. I leaned in too heavy. And it popped somewhere around here.
Oh.
Memories, though. I just wanted a sidekick.
I had a sidekick.
I wasn't popular enough. My parents weren't rich.
I mean...
I bought mine from eBay.
No, nice. I marched into the T-Mobile store and got mine myself.
She had coins.
I was working.
Were you? What did you do as a kid?
I was in college.
No.
When the sidekick came out?
No.
Yeah, the sidekick 2.
Maybe.
Not the original sidekick.
Yeah, the sidekick.
She might be right.
The sidekick 2, I was...
2006?
Yeah, I was definitely in college.
Like around that time.
I'm pretty sure I was in college. Or high school. It's like, you know, depending on which timeline we're following.
It's like 16 years ago.
Depending on which timeline we're following, I was probably in high school.
Okay, let's go with high school.
Yeah, high school. That's where I feel like was right. Because then you had to add all the little keychains to it.
That's what I had, yes! I had, like, the Hello Kitty
2002
keychain.
When the first one came out.
Yeah, I was still in high school.
Oh. Sidekick 2 in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
3 in 2006.
Okay, I had the 3.
I never had the 3.
I had the 3.
I only had the Sidekick 2, and I was done by the... Because the Sidekick 3 was just... the Sidekick 2 with a different like body. They didn't update the software at all.
Did they try to bring it out like a fourth time? And
yeah, there was a Sidekick 2008. Well, there's a Sidekick ID and Slide.
I had the Slide. I definitely had the Slide in college.
Then there was a Sidekick 2008, a Sidekick LX, a Sidekick 4G, apparently in 2011.
Oh, shit.
And it looks like a Sidekick sneaker in 2018.
Sidekick sneaker?
Smart shoe foam.
Oh no, now I need to see this. What the fuck is a Sidekick sneaker? Googling.
T-Mobile Sidekicks 2018. It says puts the world at our feet, which sounds terrible.
Wait.
Sidekick sneaker. Oh my god.
Is it real?
Yeah, it's real. It 2018.
T-Mobile Sidekicks. It's time for a comeback. Inspired by the past.
We don't have a rights to this.
They're fucking with us. They're fucking with us. This nigga just answered the sole of his shoe. No. They're fucking with us.
It was nasty. Was it on the street skateboarding or something?
Oh, she fell asleep. Ooh, did I throw? I broke things. She fell asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. The Sidekick shoe.
Not the TV.
No, it's a real thing. It's $195 on eBay right now. It's real.
What kind of service does that have?
Who the And the SIM card goes in the toe. I can't.
Is this real? So, I do this a lot. I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Yeah, we got you. Like, they got you earlier this week. Figure out.
Yeah, because I thought that.
What was it earlier this week?
Trans icon pop of Snap, Crackle, and Pop was real.
You can't start like this.
What?
You can't start the story like this. She goes to me, you know, one of the Rice Krispie Treats guys came out as trans. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, one, Snap, Crackle, or Pop, one of them is trans now. And I'm like, this is bullshit. You, what did you read? And so she goes through her phone, and lo and behold, it was someone, like, made up a fake story of, like...
But it was on CNN. Like, they put it on, like, CNN letterhead, and, like, put it on, like, a CNN, like, made it look like it was a post from CNN. So, like, and it was floating around for a couple of days, and I just took it as, like, okay, I was gonna bring it to y'all. Like, I was about to really, like, if
you
we
You got
were,
super
like,
excited about it, too.
Yes, yes. I really...
I'm like, this sounds like fuck, hurry. Meanwhile, Mattel did actually release a Laverne Cox doll.
Yes.
Yes, that really
That
happened.
Doesn't look like her, in my opinion. Someone I said mean, it looks more like Deborah Cox, which I could see. It does look like more like Deborah Cox when you look at it.
Yikes.
There's a stranger in my doll.
How did that doll
get? Oh, I got new sales data.
I want to buy the doll, but I refuse to buy it in its current state. And I don't know any good repainter in the U.S. that can tackle it and do it justice. Most of the great doll repainters are in the Philippines for some unknown reason.
Why not buy her until you can take a trip to the Philippines?
I have no interest in traveling to the Philippines for a doll repaint.
I mean, you wouldn't go for the doll repaint, but you would just throw her in your overhead.
And I'm waiting for her to get marked down because I know it will happen at some point.
But I thought that was the whole point of... These dolls, I thought they appreciated over time.
They don't always. Mm. Especially not Mattel dolls.
Oh. Well.
It depends. Mattel's very, like, they mass produce too much, so. And the quality's not always there. But I do. Did you just pass gas?
No.
No, that was the refrigerator.
Well. Do we want to take a break? Do we want to come back with. Our,
Recently, for no reason at all,
sorry,
I
asked. That's just seeing my job, just playing videos in the background.
Sorry. I thought, for whatever reason, thought that this was just going to open up to the video, and, like, it just didn't. It's just...
It just said no.
It said, we're going to give you an ad.
Where are we on time? Roughly. 40 minutes? 30 minutes?
50. Oh, damn, this is already an hour.
This is the episode, you guys.
This is the episode, okay.
But you might get, like, a supplement.
Okay.
Maybe.
I wanted to do this segment of Since We've Been Gone. And I want to... Yeah, I'm going to do it because I just did all the work for it.
Yeah, you did.
So, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do... A special segment of Flaming Topics, and maybe Ari has a question for us this week.
Oh, there was an answer at some point for something.
We had answers from the last time when we were gone?
Yeah, let me go look for that. I'm not going to be able to find the Facebook answers.
Well, we'll be right back.
In the world at large, fuckery and shenanigans are occurring everywhere daily. In New York City... The hateful hoes who address these recurring activities are members of an elite squad known as the Shade Parade. These are their stories.
And we're back. So it's been a couple of months since we've been gone. So I want to do this segment called Since You Were Gone.
Stop it, we don't have the rights.
So, so there's been a lot of things that have happened in the news, or just in the headlines recently. And
not recently.
And not so recently, because it's been 4 months. So I'm just going to go over a few of the things that have happened in this time. Starting with the Russian-Ukrainian war heats up as Russia targets Kyiv. China locks down again due to a worse outbreak since the pandemic. BTS is going on hiatus to focus on solo projects. Britney Spears gets control of her Insta and things get spicy. Dolly Parton backs out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations. The Batman is the highest grossing movie. COVID drops more new variants. Twitter bullies us into getting rid of daylight savings time. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame refuses to remove Dolly Parton from ballots against her will. Britney Spears gets married in Versace. Granddaddy Yankee retires. Republicans ask Ketanji Brown Jackson if babies are racist. Instagram is returning to chronological order, yet somehow you will still no longer see your friends' posts. Colonel Sanders gets a biopic. RuPaul crowns a willow pill. Will Smith slaps his wife's name out of Chris Rock's mouth. Florida and Texas won't say gay. January 6th emails. Ezra Miller gets arrested for getting rowdy at karaoke.
Multiple times.
Bruce Willis retires from acting. Lynching finally becomes a federal hate crime. Ezra Miller kidnaps a teenage girl and runs from the police. Caitlyn Jenner joins Fox News. The first Amazon warehouse is unionized. Elon Musk's takes out a loan to buy Twitter. Abortions become almost illegal. Ketanji Brown Jackson is confirmed as a justice. Blackouts in Puerto Rico. Will Smith is banned from the Oscars for 10 years. Disney finally says gay. Baby food shortage gets worse. R.I.P. Gilbert Gottfried. And Rihanna had a baby. Oh, and Beyonce is releasing new music. So there's just a few of the things that we've missed. There's a lot of things that are still not on this list. Oh, wow. I did not know that. I guess I should add that to this list.
This would have been a perfect time for that it's chocolate sound effect.
No. Rattlesnake.
Oh, shit.
Rattlesnake, all of it. But those were the things that happened since we've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Ari, do you have a...
We have responses from our last question.
Response from our question of the week.
I guess we had talked about taking a break. The question was, if and when we do come back, what do you want us to give you content-wise? And the responses were, as far as I can find... The rear end of the pony said, I wouldn't want the recipe to be changed too much. It's real, it's fun, it's shady as fuck, and I've always felt like I'm on voice call with three of my best Judies every week. Maybe a deeper dive into pop culture, more tales from nightlife. Ronnie, I recall you being a whiz in the kitchen during COVID. Maybe like a cooking segment on a monthly basis. Vicky's dishes.
Okay.
I just hope y'all come back. If not, I'm gonna have to hit you up for the grand tour if I ever get to New York, because I feel like that would be the one. Love ya, your girl from down under, Tony. So that was the
real love you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony, because you've been reaching out while we've been MIA.
Yeah, the bitch definitely popped up in my DMs. It was like, okay, I hear you. Congratulations, bitch. But where's the podcast? I was like, okay, okay, we're coming.
Black Woman Stitch said, I like the way that your friendship shines. The fun and the laughs make me smile. Sarah_no_HS said, I like that y'all touch on many topics and follower interactions. I think I missed one. And I gotta scroll back to March on my Insta, which is full of memes and flyers and self portraits. It was on this shade parade. God damn it. Oh. That was it. Sarah saying are cool too.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, with no H. We also miss you. And
we're back for... Are we doing this every week? We'll see.
We can, if we can make it happen. I do want to say thank you to the few listeners who reached out to me after purchasing something from the Shein collection. I did not expect that, especially because we were off the air while it happened. But a listener named Tara bought something. A listener named Melissa bought something. And it's just wild that y'all keep up with us and check in on us and
support us.
That is, we have a little community here, and
grateful and thankful.
We're very grateful. We might be doing something soon to give back to y'all, so keep an ear out. Okay. I gotta talk to management. Ari, do you have a question for the week, or a question of the week for our listeners for this week?
What are your plans for Pride? Since this is dropping during Pride Week here in New York, if Pride has happened in your neck of the woods already, what did you do? If Pride hasn't happened, what do you plan to do? I'm fully booked this week. I actually just finished doing a show at Stonewall outside for the Peacock launch of Queer as Folk. Waiting for that paycheck to clear. Because my mama wants those coins. Tuesday, I will be at Albatross judging the Mix. Is that how you say the MX pronoun? The Mix Leather and Lace pageant, which I'm really intrigued that I got asked to do. Thursday, I'm at Rebar for Dance Down Thursdays with Robert Garcia. Jace Vegas will be joining us as a special guest. That's with Kareem McJagger, and I believe it's DJ Icarus this week. On Friday, I'll be at Gym Bar for karaoke. Saturday, I'm at the Bears, cruise on Pier something or other.
Check her socials.
On urbanbear.com. And then Sunday, I'm double booked. I'm doing two seatings at Lucky Chang's, with Juicy Lou and the gang over at Lucky Chang's. And then from there, I have to pump it on an Uber to the Brass Monkey to do the Urban Bear beer blast and perform there as well, alongside Temple Grande and Harriet Tugsman. On the Bear Cruise, it's Chola Spears, Temple Grande, and Mary Muscles on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to being busy, making money, and hopefully going into a coma the following week.
Yeah, you're going to be dead.
I can't take off from work because my the main person who runs the office is going on vacation that Monday.
Oh.
But she put it in that I was going to come in late.
She already knows.
Well, I told him, I'm going to be, really exhausted because it's going to be 4 days of back-to-back drag.
I can't. I am not envious.
No. But I'm not working the following weekend, so that's a plus. Just karaoke. Yeah, my July's kind of dead.
Right now. You just haven't filled it up yet. And everybody's worried about Pride.
I'm not complaining. I'm trying to reconnect with people. I'm trying to meet up with a lot of McCriddles. I'm trying to see Katrina Lovelace.
A lot of McFistles.
Leave Wreck-It Ralph out of it.
Why? Wreck-It Ralph likes getting into everything. Up to the elbow, at least. What? Did I say something wrong?
No. That's on their socials. So I just mentioned what I'm doing for Pride. What are you doing for Pride, as far as you know?
I don't know. I don't have any plans. I just applied to the Gay Hooters. So maybe, fingers crossed, knock on wood, you might see me slinging some cocktails behind a bar somewhere.
Without the tail? Maybe without the tail.
Yeah, I might. No, she's versed. She'll sling both.
Yeah.
And I'm also talking to the mother of the house of Chang's to join
the crew,
the brothel of bitches there. So. We'll see. I'm fresh off the boat in New York right now, so like
it's always an uphill battle with that.
It's
a pleasure fly DJ.
Always an uphill battle getting back on the things, but if I'm not booked for anything, you will see me briefly tagging along with Ari in certain venues. And then you just might catch me in, like, I don't know, an alley somewhere. Just don't turn on the flashlight on your phone, because...
If she's in an alley, she's not asking for photos.
No red lights. No red eyes. No red eyes. Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you so much for listening.
Hope you're glad that we're back.
I hope you're glad that we're back. I hope
we'll
that...
We'll see what the numbers look like next week.
Yeah. We'll see if we come back. if you would like, wait, let me see if I remember this. It's been 4 months. Let's see if I can dust this off. If you would like to join into the conversation, please reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at ShadeParadePod. And if you would like to chime in onto the question of the week as well, ShadeParadePod. Do we have a question of the week? Yes. ShadeParadePod. And, if you would like to check out our merch or our Patreon, go to ShadeParadePod.com, where you can get all of our merch, our Patreon, and check out our performance schedules. We'll see you next week, maybe, ? If you enjoyed this episode. And if you didn't, then, you know, it's been nice knowing you.
See you soon, hopefully.
But yeah, see you soon. Bye.
Happy Pride!
Ba, ba, ba.